these alliances have such serious implications for the threat. And we've been talking about that in terms of the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda during our conversation, that they increase the threat that these groups pose and the lethality of their operations. But why do they form them in the first place? And what I found was, interestingly, these alliances tend to come out of weakness. They tend to come out of organizational shortfalls and organizational weaknesses that groups are seeking to address. And in particular, groups like Al-Qaeda and groups like the Islamic State are very desirable alliance partners because they can provide so much to other organizations. They can provide prestige. They can provide resources. They can provide manpower or guidance. These are really exceptional alliance partners. And that's why those two groups have been so successful in building alliance networks. But ultimately, these alliances are driven by weaknesses that groups are able then to address through the alliances to pose more serious threats. And so it's a little bit counterintuitive because the outcome we see is such a threat, but actually what's driving it are things that organizations are seeking to address because they can't do so on their own.
How is the world positioned for the possibility of new alliances in the future?
And I think that's very much what the Islamic State revealed, was that there is a lot of difficulties thwarting these relationships, especially once they form. We've seen that Al-Qaeda's alliances have been very resilient, with the exception, of course, of the break between it and the Islamic State. The Islamic State now has this network of allies that it can rely on while it's weak. So these alliances are fundamentally shaping the threat landscape that we face. But in the process of formation, they're actually quite vulnerable. It's hard for these groups to ally. It's hard for them to build trust. It's hard for them to rely on one another. They face fears of infiltration and those kinds of problems and hurdles as well. So these alliances and these relationships are quite vulnerable during the process of formation, but once they form, they're proving to be quite resilient, which suggests that we need to do more in those early stages to break these relationships.
Do you see any new groups on the horizon?
I think that's one of the interesting things that the Islamic State did, was it created opportunities for new organizations, for elements of groups or new groups to break away and then brand themselves with the Islamic State, taking what were often once not known organizations or relatively unknown organizations and really elevating them to a new level. So having these sort of superpowers of terrorist organizations and Al-Qaeda and ISIS provides an outlet for groups to quickly emerge and become a threat and to quickly establish themselves through association with one of those two organizations.
What else about this book have I not asked you about that you think is important for people to know? And what would you want people to know about this book and why you wrote it?
Well, I really wrote it in the wake of September 11th in trying to understand Al-Qaeda's alliances, which have proved so pivotal to its enduring threat. And what I wanted to understand was, we often thought about these relationships as the product of ideology. Groups with the same ideology will work together. And what I found was the picture was much more complex than that. And in fact, when we look at the current alignment of the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, you can't necessarily predict who would ally with who based on ideology. There are these other important organizational factors, including the group's leadership and sort of their ability to recognize their own weakness and address it through alliances, that are guided by ideology, but ideology alone doesn't explain them. So I thought that was a really important thing to have a better understanding of in order to counter these relationships.
Tricia Bacon, assistant professor at American University and author of the new book, Why Terrorist Groups Form International Alliances. J.J. Green, WTOP News.